Shalom to all. Today's daf is Chol Davayin Dalet. We are starting the top line with the last two words, Yosef Rav Yosef, and today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Biyaka Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we're discussing an Avram Adoldol, a dangling limb of an animal, and how as long as the animal is still alive, the Avram is considered part of it. But what about after death? So here Rabbi Yochanan, along with the Mishnah, taught the Misa Oisa Nipol. If the animal dies, that Avram is now considered Nipol or Nifol, completely disconnected and detached, and it's like Avram and Achai. However, Shchita Einoi Oisa Nipol. If the animal was shechted, the limb is not considered detached, so it's not Tomei. It's not like Mara tells us, Yosef Rav Yosef commander of Huna, Rav Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Huna, and Rav Yosef Akamar was sitting and saying that Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Rav Yosef B'Shem Rav, Achal Zeh, if a person ate that limb, that Avram Adoldol, like he's going to get Malkus because of Avram and Achai. But then Amar Leah Humra Abanon, one of the Abanon told him, don't listen to him. There's Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta said the name of Rav, so it's a different member in the name of Rav. Achal Zeh, Eino Leika, if a person eats it, he doesn't get Malkus. So Amar Leah Rav Huna told Rav Yosef, Anana Man Nesmaich, so who should we rely on? Two different members of the name of Rav. And when he was asked this question, Adrino Rav Yosef La'ape, Rav Yosef turned his face away to show anger, frustration, and really explained to him, my kusha, what's the question? Ki amriyano, the member I was quoting the name of Rav is talking about b'misa da'isa nipol, when the animal, the Avram Adoldol, died, so that makes it nipol, that makes it disconnected, it's Avram and Achai, so a person eats it, he gets malchus. Whereas Gamar Ihu, that Ahumir Abanon, that other member from Rav was said, b'shchita, in regards to when this animal, the Avram Adoldol, was shechted, da'ino isa nipol, the limb is not considered detached, so it's not Avram and Achai, the male person is not going to get malchus for eating it. We continue discussing this. Amar Rava, he says, Minoha Milsa Da'am Rabbanon. How do we know this thing the Rabbanon said that we've been discussing this whole time? Misa Isa Nipol, Shchita Eino Isa Nipol. That if the animal died, its limb is considered detached. Where if it's shechted, it's not considered detached. And that's just because the pasuk says as follows: V'chalasher Yipol Alav Mehem B'maysam Yitma. Anything that falls on it from them in their death shall become Tamei. And it's talking about a dead chariot touching something, so that's going to be Tamei. Now the question is, Lamute Mai, what's this coming to exclude? We have this word Mehem. From them fell, so that thing is going to be Tamei. But there's something else that's not going to be Tamei. What are we excluding over here? Even if we want to say Lamute B'chayehem, that we're excluding when they're alive, meaning if a sheretz is alive and it falls on something, it's not going to be Tamei it, and that's what the pasuk is coming to say. That can't be because Minivlasam Nafka. That's learned from the word Nivlasam. The pasuk tells us, V'chiyipol Minivlasam, if their Nivela, their dead carcass, falls on something, that's Metamei it. So obviously we're talking about something that's dead, and if it's alive, it's not Metamei. Al rather, this is what we're learning, meaning when it says, Kashir Yipol Mehem Bimaisam, that's what the pasuk tells us. Shema Amino, we learn from here, the Misa Isanipol, the Inshchita Isanipol, the death considers an Avram Adoldol detached, but not Shchita, and that's because the pasuk says, Kashir Yipol Mehem Bimaisam, something that fell from them in their death. And it teaches us that when it dies, and this Avram Adoldol, so to speak, fell off, or is now considered fallen off, so that's called Nipol detached. However, Amalei Rav Rav Rav, he asks as follows, Vakrab Shratzim Ksiv, this pasuk is talking about Shratzim. As Shratzim can't have Shchita done to them, so we make a diak from this pasuk that if the animal didn't die, but it was shechted, so the Avram Adoldol is not considered Nipol. The pasuk is talking about something that can't be shechted. So Amalei responded to him, Im Eina Inyan LeShratzim, Delav Ben Shchita Nenu, if whatever Joshua learned from the pasuk can't be applied to Shratzim in the first place because they're Lav Ben Shchita, and there has to be a Joshua in this pasuk because since it says the word Bimaisam, and as we had quoted, there's another pasuk that says Binivlasam, so of course we know that it has to be dead in order to impart Tumah. So what do we need this word Bimaisam for? It must be there's a Joshua, and therefore again, since this Joshua can't apply to Shratzim because anyway, they're Lav Ben Shchita, Taneu in Lebehema, apply it to an animal that is able to be shechted. As more of a Katim Bailey, I still need it for the following: the Kein Misa, Lachan Metamin, Yvation Ein Metamin. When the pasuk says Bimaisam, that has to teach me that a sheretz is only metamei in a similar state to right when it dies, meaning it has to be lach, it has to be moist, and only then it's metamei. But if it's dead for so long that it's totally dried out, it's not metamei, and that's what I need it for. Says the Gemara, Trei b'maisam k'sivi. This pasuk has the word maisam twice. Pasuk number one says v'chanei gei b'hem b'maisam yitma da'arev. The next pasuk says v'chashir yipol olav mehem b'maisam yitma, and so we have two words b'maisam to teach us both drashas. Now we go back to the machlokes Rav Meir Lecham in the Mishnah regarding when the ubar, the fetus, had stuck its leg out of the mother and then it was shechted, and only afterwards that leg was cut off. What the din of the fetus, what the uber is? According to Rav Meir, it's maga nevela. According to Chacham, it's not maga nevela, rather maga trefa shchuta. It's not Omer Chizr. Chizr tells us machlokes, or how machlokes is only be'ever de uber chai, with the ever of uber that was alive. Aval be'ever de uber mace. But if the uber inside the mother was dead, divra kol shchita isa nipol. Everyone, meaning even the Chacham, agree that the shchita of the mother caused that leg to be considered detached, and memela it's going to be maga nevela, and that's because the Rabbanon only make it when the animal is alive, due to the fact that it is technically subject to be able to be shechted and eaten. But if the uber is dead, it can't be shechted anyway, so it just be considered like regular nevela. However, Rabba Amar Rabba says, machlok is the same across the board in both situations. On to the next part of the Mishnah, where it said, ben shmai nechai v'chulu, and this is really part of the larger discussion. Remember, the Mishnah had brought the source for shechitas trefa matarasim in nevela, how we know that an animal which is a trefa, if it's shechted, it's not nevela. And the Mishnah had told us that even though it's logical to compare it to a non-kosher animal, which shechita is not effective for at all, trefa is different because at least it's b'minoi, it's in the category category of animals that Shechita works for. As opposed to a non-kosher animal, it's not even that category. Now, the following nekuda is what we're going to be focusing on. The Mishnah concluded with a kosher animal that's not in the category of Shechita, and that is Ben Ches, a baby born after only 8 months of pregnancy, not nine. And Chazal considered this baby a nefel. It's non-viable, and it's usher to eat, and Shechita is not metaret from Nevela because Ein Bemino Shechita. So now, knowing that, the Gemara says, well, Tanya, but we have a brisa that's differently. And this brisa brings up the entire conversation we had in our Mishnah, the back and forth regarding Shechita being metaret trefer from Nevela, and it uses his Ben Shmoyne Chai as a refutation to the proof. What does it say? Ben Shmoyne Chai Yuchiach, that a Ben Shmoyne which is alive will prove that this is not so. She'afalpi sheyesh b'mino shechita, that even though it is part of a min that could be shechted, in shechita's mitar rasoi, its shechita is not mitaret. It's very clear this brisa holds the opposite. It considers a Ben Ches as yes being in the category of something that's shechted, and that in turn refutes the kal v'chomer that our Mishnah put forth. How do you understand machlokes Mishnah and brisa? So Amar Rav Kani answers yesh b'mino shechita agav imay. When the brisa says that Ben Ches is yesh b'mino shechita, that only means yesh b'mino shechita when it's inside its mother, namely when the mother is shechted and Ben Ches is found inside it, so then it's allowed to be eaten because of shechita the mother. But even the Tana of the Braisa agrees that if the Ben Ches was born, then ain't b'mino shechita and it's not able to be shechted. And v'tana didan mina de'imei loy parech, but our Tana doesn't hold that this is a question on him, that if a Ben Ches is still inside its mother, it can matter through its shechita, that's not a question on the Kal v'chomer and the proof that shechita's trefa is metar from nevela. That's more final, the high Tana of the parech, according to that Tana of the Braisa, which does view this as a good question on the Kal v'chomer, so we have to go back to the original discussion. Trefa de shechita's metar rasa menale. So how does the Tana of the Braisa know the shechita of a trefa animal is going to metar it from nevela? And the answer is, nafgalim with Rabbi Yehuda Marav, he learns it from Rabbi Yehuda Shem Rav. Don't Rabbi Yehuda Marav, I'm real masisa tana, some say it was tana braisa, that Omar Kra, the pasuk says, v'chiyamos min habehema, when animal dies, so it's tummy, it's nevela. Now the judge from here is min habehema, from an animal. That tells us that mixes behema metamo, mixes behema in metamo, that some animals when they die, they become tame, but some animals when they die, they do not become tame. And v'ezuzu, which one would this be? Zu trefa sheshchata. This is referring to a trefa animal that when it's shechted, it's not metam mishum nevela, and that's his tana's source. Now this last gemara, which leads right into the Mishnah, actually references the Mishnah. And we're going to say the Mishnah brings the machlekes Rav Meir and the Chachamim about a ben pakua, which is this animal that's found in its mother's stomach after shechita, and whether or not the ben pakua itself needs shechita. Then when it comes out of the mother and we want to eat it, do we have to shecht it or no? So Meir says yes, and the Chachamim say no. And then that the Gemara says, Bar Rav Shai asks as follows, Hashet Yadol Mei Behema V'Shachat Ben Teshachai Mahu. Let's say a person put his hand into a mother animal, and there's a baby animal in there, and it's full term. It's been fully developed for 9 months, it just hadn't been born yet, and it's alive, it hadn't died, and he shechted the animal inside its mother's stomach. What's the din? Is it mutter to eat or not? And now we clarify to brother Rameir, to brother Rabbanon. This is a question both in Shitzra Meir and the Rabbanon of the next Mishnah. To brother Rameir, there's a question Shitzra Meir because Akali Kam Rav Meir Ben Pakua Ton Shechita. We can say the Rav Meir holds in the Mishnah that Ben Pakua needs Shechita. That's only Hani Mili Hechad Yatzal Amir Oilam. Only once it's come out to the world, so it's considered like regular animals, require Shechita. Avul Mei Imai Loi Shari Le Shechita. But maybe when it's in its mother's stomach, Shechita doesn't permit it yet because it's not considered yet an animal that requires Shechita. Memela Shechita is not going to help it at all. And the fact that this person shechted the animal when it was in its mother's stomach, that's not going to help, and you're not going to be able to eat it. And this obviously would be a question of the Chum as well, who hold that Ben Bakua doesn't need Shechita in the first place. Maybe the main focus of this question of Rabbi Shaya and Shitas Rabbanon, and it's the other way. They would say the Torah was Machshir for Simonim. In other words, when we have a Ben Bakua, this animal in its mother's stomach, the Torah said that you have an option of four different Simonim that could be shechted. Either the mother's two Simonim could be shechted, and that's Matar, the baby animal that's inside, or you could just shecht the baby animal even when it's inside its mother's stomach, and that's also valid, and this would also be in Shitas Rav Meir, who holds that the Ben Bakua anyway requires Shechita. So Rav Chanani suggests, Tashma's come and bring a raya from our Mishnah. We had said in our Mishnah, as part of the discussion back and forth, trying to bring a raya that a trefa that was shechted is now not a nevela, and we had stated that Harisha know the trefa in a beten. What about if the animal was born as a trefa, so it never was right to be able to be permitted through Shechita, so that should prove X, Y, and Z. Now the bottom line is, the Mishnah clearly states that something that's born as a trefa was never right through Shechita. Now V'yisa, if this is true, that one could shecht an animal when it's in its mother's stomach and that would be fine, well, Mishkachas lo dehaiv l'shasa kosher. Turns out that an animal that's born a trefa actually did have a shasa kosher. It did have the ability to be permitted through Shechita. Dibay al yadim shechta, because if he wanted to, he could have put his hand inside the mother's stomach and then shechted it, and we're assuming this would have happened before those simani trefa were developed on the animal, and therefore even an animal which is born as a trefa technically would have had a shasa kosher. And since the Mishnah clearly implies not like that, it must be that an animal is not able to be shechted in its mother's stomach. Rav Lerav said to him, not a raya. Tani, we should really teach in that previous Mishnah that instead of saying shenol the trefa min abeten, we should say shenoitzra trefa min abeten. It was formed as a trefa on mishkachas lo abas chomesh raglayim. That would be a case where it has five legs. That means from the very beginning of the animal's formation, it was already a trefa, and in that situation, it never had a shas kosher, was never able to be shechted, and therefore we have no raya from our Mishnah. Finally, arriving at the Mishnah Mishnah, which we've been talking about this entire time from the beginning of the Perek, regarding the baby animal in its mother's stomach and how it's matred through the shechita of the mother, says the Mishnah, Shechas Abahema, a person shechas an animal, Umatabani finds inside of it one of the following things. Ben Shmaina, Chai Oimes, it was a baby animal that only developed for 8 months and was either alive or dead. Oi Ben Tesha Mace, or developed full term and it's dead. Not a problem, it's matred through the shechita of its mother. Kairai, Umaiti Azdamai, he could just tear it open and take out its blood. Its blood is usher to eat, so you just have to make sure to get out the blood. But besides for that, it doesn't require shechita, it doesn't require anything, and he could eat it no problem. Now here's the main quintessential case of a ben pakua, matzah ben tisha chai, if he finds the baby inside, fully developed, 9 month fetus, and it is alive, ton shechita, it requires shechita, v'chai v'aysa es benoi, and it's included in the din of aysa es benoi. The pasuk tells us beferosh that a mother and its child are not to be shechted on the same day, and this ben pakua is considered a child of the mother, it's not part of the mother, and therefore there's an isser of shechting at the same day as the mother. Divrei Meir, that's Meir's opinion. And we already discussed Meir's opinion a number of times, that this ben pakua is considered a totally separate animal and requires shechita, whereas v'chum say, shechita's im tarasai, the shechita of its mother was metaret, and even though it's alive right now, still you don't have to shecht it, you could eat it without shechita. Now, Ein Dalon Beis on top of Shem Shazuri Emer, he says, afil ben chame shanim, even if his ben pakua grew up and is 5 years old, v'charish besada, and is plowing in the field, shechita's im tarasai, the shechita of its mother was metaret, and it does not require shechita if a person wants to eat it. I think we're going to discuss how exactly Shem Shazuri is different than the shechita of the chamim. Now, another din, let's say he did not shecht the mother, and umataba ben tes chai, he found a fully developed 9 month fetus, which was alive, so ton shechita, it requires shechita, l'fishal and shechita imai, that's because the mother wasn't shechted. You can't say that it was matur through the shechita of the mother wasn't shechted. But since it itself is alive, we could shecht it, and that would be matur us to eat it. Says the Gemara, Amar Blazer, Amar Beishaya, loy hilchu bay el iske shechita bavad. There's a whole cool that we have in the beginning of the Mishnah, that the shechita of the mother matters the fetus that's inside. It's only in regards to shechita, namely, it doesn't need to be shechted before eating it, but it's not in regards to other things. As the Gemara, fine, lemute maya, what's that coming to exclude? The answer is lemute chal v'gidoy, to exclude its chalev, its fat, and its gid, meaning the gid hanasha. We still have an isra to eat those, meaning it's considered a full-fledged animal in as much that its chalev and its gid hanasha are asr. Now, according to Rashi, this next line of the Gemara is taken out, where we say chalbay demai ilim chalbay de shalil. Neil said this was actually a mistake and it was borrowed from a Gemara later on in paragid hanasha, and therefore we're going to read from the next line where it says miflag pligi, and this is a question. The Gemara is now asking, how could you say that the chalev and the gid hanasha of the baby found inside its mother's stomach have the full-fledged din of chalev gid hanasha? What do you mean miflag pligi? It's machlaikas. At time you have a braiso, gid hanasha noig b'shalil v'chalbay asr divrei Meir. Meir holds that we're noig gid hanasha on the shalil on this fetus and its chalev is asr. Whereas Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Huda says ain't a noig b'shalil. Then there's no isr of gid hanasha with the shalil and v'chalbay mutter. Its chalev is mutter. And Rabbi Blazer and Rushaya, Rabbi Blazer says between Rabbi Shaya, machlaikas ben tes chai. His machlaikas is with a fully developed 9 month fetus that's alive. And v'halcha Meir l'shitasa, Rabbi Huda l'shitasa, Rabbi Meir l'shitasa. Who had said in the Mishnah that this animal requires shechita because it's considered totally separate from his mother, and therefore, since it's his own animal, it's his own thing, it's not part of its mother, therefore it's gidanash and chelver asr. And Rabbi Huzla Shitasai, that this ben tes does not require shechita, so that means that it's really part of its mother, and therefore its chelv and gidanash are not considered real chelv and gidanash. Now, also according to Rashi, really the next four lines should be removed as well, because again, these were also mistakenly put in the Gemara. Let's just read them with the flow of the Gemara anyway, because Rashi does explain them. There's a discussion why Rashi explains them if it's a mistake. Some people say that's because it is a mistake even in Rashi that it was put in here. Either which way, let's read these words. Ella suggests the Gemara chel by the gid. We were talking about the chel of the fats that surround the gid hanasha, and it's in regards to that that this fetus that was found in its mother's stomach is considered like a regular animal, and the shechita of the mother does not allow us to eat the chel that's on the gid. Says the Gemara, no, miflag pligi. This is also machlekes. The time you have a braiso, gid hanasha mechatet achra b'chol makam shehu. The gid hanasha, we have to dig for it wherever it is. I mean, we have to find where the gid hanasha goes through the back part of the animal, and v'chaytech shamnoi meikaroi. Its fat also has to be cut out from the very source. To Rameh, that's Rameh's opinion. So he holds that this fat of the gid hanasha is problematic. Whereas Rabbi Hudamer, he says gayma yamashufi. It only has to be peeled away from the rounded part, but not anything more than that. And so therefore, this can't be referring to either. Says the Gemara, Eliyetmar hachiyetmar. If something was stated regarding this ben pakua, this animal is found in his mother's stomach, this is what was stated. Amar Blazer, Amar Beishaya, loy hachubay el iske achil bavad. The only thing we're making in regards to is eating it. Lemute roive v'chayrish bay. This what we're coming to exclude is in regards to the iser of a human living with an animal, and in regards to the iser of plowing with kilayim, namely hitching a cow to a donkey, for example, and plowing them together. That's an iser of kilayim in Atayra. So in regards to these two isurim, a ben pakua is considered like a 100% regular animal. The one is not allowed to do these things with it. It's only in regards to eating it. It doesn't require shechita, and that's all the Mishnah is talking about. We continue discussing this. Rabbi Shimon Lakshi tells us, according to the one who allows us to eat the chel of the ben pakua, that's Shitz Rabbi Yehuda, matir b'damai, he allows one to eat the blood as well. Whereas the one who asers eating the chel of the ben pakua, that's Rabbi Meir, Shitz b'damai, he asers eating his blood. However, Rabbi Yechon Amar, he says, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who allows eating the chelav, Eisher b'damai, he asers the blood. And Eisher Rabbi Yechon Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Yechon asers Rish Lakish. Our Mishnah had said in the beginning, this baby that's found in the mother's stomach has to be torn open and the blood has to be taken out. We clearly see from here that the blood is usur. How could you say the blood is mutter? So Rav Zeira answers that no, Leimar Shein Anush Kares. The Rosh Lakish means to tell us that there's no Kares over here. And that would be, at least right now in our current understanding, that that's because this is not Dam HaNefesh. The Torah says, what type of blood is usur? Dam HaNefesh. And that's the first blood that comes out when the animal is shechted. That type of blood, one is going to be Chayiv Kares for. Other types of blood, right now we're understanding, one is not going to be Chayiv Kares for. And when the Mishnah says, Kari Umaitzis Damai, it means remove the blood from the animal that was found inside the mother's stomach, but you're not going to be Chayiv Kares for eating it, it's just a regular Isser. As the Gemara Laman Kamrinan, who's Rav Zeira saying this in? Rabbi Yehuda, he's trying to answer up for Rabbi Yehuda. But the problem is, Lo Yehei El Damatamsis, this should still at least be considered Damatamsis, which is the blood that comes after that first spurt of blood. And that's problematic in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. How do we know? The Tanya of Abraiso, Damatamsis Bazhara, that is Damatamsis, there's only a lav to eat it, whereas Rabbi Yehuda, where he says, Behi Kares, that there's an Isser Kares to eat this Damatamsis. So I can answer for Rish Lakish's explanation of Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that even the blood of this animal is mutter, and that's because it's not Dam HaNefesh, that's not true. It doesn't make a difference because Rabbi Yehuda holds even if it's Damatamsis, one would be Chayiv Kares for it. So Tigmar of Yesu, Breder of Sal Chasida, Kamedra of Papa, he explains that Isser Rabbi Yehuda holds of the following, that the Pasuk could have said the word Dam, but instead it says V'chol Dam. What do we learn from here? Kol Hechadim Chayiv Adam HaNefesh, Mechayiv Adam HaTamsis. That if a person is Chayiv Kares for the Dam HaNefesh, he's going to be Chayiv Kares also for the Dam HaTamsis. But V'chol Hechadim Lo Mechayiv Adam HaNefesh, Lo Mechayiv Adam HaTamsis, that if a person is not Chayiv for Dam HaNefesh, he's not Chayiv for Dam HaTamsis, and that would apply to the situation over here, that he's not Chayiv for Dam HaNefesh, because since his feet is found in his mother's stomach, doesn't require Shechita, so there's no Chiyuv for Dam HaNefesh, because there is no Dam HaNefesh, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda would also hold that there's no issue of Dam HaTamsis over here. And that's how we can understand Rosh Lakish's explanation of Rabbi Yehuda. We continue discussing Ben Pakua. Ibai Lehuda asks the following question, Ma'u liftoiz b'ben Pakua? Are we allowed to be paid to it with a Ben Pakua? This is referring to Petach Hamar, when we have a firstborn male donkey, it's Kadosh and has to be redeemed with a set or an aiz, a sheep or a goat. And so the question is, could we take a Ben Pakua sheep or goat and use that to redeem the Hamar? In other words, is it considered like a regular animal or maybe not? So Gemara clarifies, according to Rav Meir, it's not even a question. Kivin to Amar, since he says, Ton Shechita, that a Ben Pakua requires Shechita, Sem Al Yehu, it's obviously considered a 100% set. So of course it could be used for Pidyon Petach Hamar. Ki Tibay L'cha, what's your question in? Alibid Rabbanon, in Shechitas Rabbanon, the Amri, they say Shechitas Im Tarasai, that the Shechita of the mother is Matarit. My, what's it in over here? Kivin to Amri, since we say the Shechitas Im Tarasai, the Shechita of his mother is Matarit, Kibsar B'di Kulahu, maybe it's considered just like meat in a pot or meat in a basket, even though it's alive and well. Still, since it doesn't require Shechita, it's not allowed to be used, and that's because we know that a Shechted set is not allowed to be used for Pidyon Petach Hamar. Idelma, Kivin to Raid V'Azal, Raid V'Asi, Sakarina Bay. Maybe since the sheep or goat is running there, running here, it's running all around, having a good time, so it's considered regular set, and it is allowed to be used in Pidyon Petach Hamar. So Marzuch Amar, he says, Ain Paiden, we're not allowed to use Pidyon Petach Hamar. Ravashi Amar, he says, Paiden is allowed to be used. Amar Ravashi Marzuch, Ravashi asks Marzuch, My Deitech, what's your reason that it's not allowed to be used? The Gamar says, Sem Psachim, you learn Zer Shava, Seh, from a Karim Pesach, and just like a Karim Pesach, we know it has to be a regular animal that's born in a regular natural way, but it's born Derech Doifen, by way of cesarean section, it's not allowed to be used a Karim Pesach, and you learn a Joshua, Seh, and that means that this Seh over here, which is a Ben Pakua, it was not born normally. It was taken out of its mother's stomach. So this also is not abused opinion by the Chamar. Well, if that's the situation, then I'll tell you, says Ravashi, Malalon, Zachar Tom Ben Shana, just like over there, Karim Pesach, has to be male, it has to be unblemished, and it has to be within the first year of its life. Well, Afkan Zachar Tom Ben Shana. So over here, you should say that what's required for opinion by the Chamar, a male, which is unblemished, that's within its first year of life. And we know that's not true. So Mazuchi responded to him, Tifte Tifte Riba. By opinion by the Chamar, it says the word Tifte twice. It says, V'chol Petar Chamar Tifte Besev, Imloi Sifte Varaftoi. As we have two words, Tifte, and that's a Riboy, telling us that what's being used for Pinyin Petach Hamar does not have to be male within its first year. So Ashi responded, Itifte Tifte Riba, if you have a Riboy, Afil Kalmilinami, you should include everything, meaning you should allow a Seh, which is a Ben Pakua, to be used for Pinyin Petach Hamar. So Marzuch responded, Imkain, if that's so, then Seh Seh Mayahanile, what good is the Xer Shava of Seh Seh? It must be it's coming to limit, so that's limiting a Ben Pakua. We have another question in regards to Ben Pakua, but who asks the following, Mao limitized by Rishon Vesheni. Do we count Rishon and Sheni? What does that mean? So we know in regards to Toma, when we have a high level Toma that touches something, that makes it the next level Toma down. So Avi Avos makes an Av makes a Rishon, and a Rishon makes a Sheni, so on and so forth. So the question is, what about this mother with the fetus inside of it? The mother was shechted, so it's perfectly fine, but then it became Tame, something Tame touched it, so it's a Rishon. The question is, what about the fetus inside? Do we say the fetus is the same exact thing as the mother, so it also is a Rishon, or maybe not? Maybe it's separate from the mother, and it becomes a Sheni. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he says, Mana by Rishon v'Sheni, we are Mana Rishon and Sheni, which means that the Ubar becomes a Sheni, whereas Rav Shimon Lakish Amar, he says, Ain't Mana by Rishon v'Sheni, we're not Mana Rishon and Sheni, the Ubar is considered Rishon, just like the mother is. Why is that? Because it's treated like a nut that's shaking around in its shell. You pick up a nut in its shell, you shake it around, you hear the nut banging around inside, so clearly it's separate from the shell. Not nonetheless, when the shell becomes tameh, the nut gets that very same din of tumah because the shell is protecting it, so it's really all considered one. Same thing over here with the ubar inside the mother. The mother is protecting the ubar, and therefore they're really considered like one in regards to tumah. So when the mother becomes a rishon, the ubar becomes a rishon as well. Now, Ezer Rishim Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, we had said in our Mishnah regarding the leg of the ubar that was stuck out, then the mother was shechted, then the leg was chopped off. So Abbasar Magen Avela de Rameir. Rameir says that the rest of the meat of the ubar is considered Magen Avela, touched in Avela, whereas Vachamar and Lucham say Maga Trefa Shchuta, it's considered like a touch of Trefa Shchuta. Here's a question, Bishlam, everything's good according to me, says Rish Lakish, the Amino, that I hold Chad Gufahu, that the mother and the ubar are considered like one guf. It makes sense that the ubar is able to become Tameh. How is that? That's because it became Mokshal Kabal Tomah through the blood of its mother. When the mother was shechted, blood came out. That was Machshir, the mother to be Makabal Tomah, and Mimela the Uber as well, because it's considered part of its mother. So that's how the Uber is now Makabal Tomah when the leg is cut off, because it was ready Mokshal Kabal Tomah through the mother. El Chabad, according to Rabbi Yochanan, B'mayas Kasher, how is the Uber becoming Mokshal Kabal Tomah that when its leg is cut off, now it actually is Tameh if it's considered separate from the mother? So Rabbi Yochanan responded to him, B'shchita, through the Shchita of the mother, not the blood of the mother, but the Shchita, Ugrab Shimon, this is according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that when an animal is shechted, even if blood does not come out, it's Mokshal Kabal Tomah simply through the act of Shchita, and since the Ubar is matered through the mother's Shchita, it also becomes Mokshal Kabal Tomah through the mother's Shchita. Now it's Rabbi Yochanan's turn. Is Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lakish? Rabbi Yochanan asks Rish Lakish, what about the following? We have a brass that talks about a Ben Pakua, Avar Ben Nahar, if it walked through a river, Hokshar, it's not Mokshal Kabal Tomah because it got wet. Halcha Beis HaKvaras, if it went into the Beis HaKvaras, Nidma becomes Tameh. Now Bishlam Lididi, this is all good according to Mrs. Rabbi Yochanan, Damina, I say Trey Gufin in who, that a Ben Pakua is considered separate from its mother, Mishum Hachi, Hokshar in Loy Hokshar Loy. That's what the brass tells us, that if it went through the water, it became Mokshal Kabal Tomah, so then it becomes Tameh. If not, not. El Chab, according to you, the Amr Chad Gufahu, that you say the Ben Pakua, the Uber inside the mother's stomach, is the same thing as the mother, Haskash B'damar De'ime. It automatically became Mokshal Kabal Tomah through the blood of its mother, and so why does it have to go through water in order to be Mokshal Kabal Tomah? So on Hayom Rafa on top, we answer for Rish Lakish, B'shchita Yivishta, we're talking about where the mother, when she was shechted, it was dry, there was no blood that came out, and like Rab Shimon, this is not like Shita's Rab Shimon, because Rab Shimon would say that it is Machshir, and so it must be going not like Rab Shimon, that if no blood comes out, the mother is not Mokshal Kabal Tomah, Mimela, the Ben Pakua baby is not Mokshal Kabal Tomah either. It would only be so if he walks through water. We're going to start for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this din that we just mentioned, the Brisa, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.